WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Julia Roberts stars in the new movie Erin Brockovich. It's directed by Steven Soderbergh, who made Sex, Lies, and Videotape, Out of Sight, and The Limey. John Powers has this review.
Everyone's familiar with the official film genres: horror, action-adventure, romantic comedy, and so forth. But films can also be divided into other informal camps. Movies with bad titles. Movies that are good for you. Movies where a superstar does some real acting. Movies that you feel like you've already seen before you've even seen them. And movies that make you wonder if you should wait for the video. As it happens, all of these categories fit Erin Brockovich, a terrifically entertaining movie I wrongly dreaded having to see. Julia Roberts stars as Erin, a twice-divorced single mother of three who can't get a job, constantly flies off the handle, and dresses like the lead in an amateur production of Pretty Woman. After losing a personal injury lawsuit thanks to her filthy mouth, Erin decides to get her act together. She steamrolls her lawyer, played by Albert Finney, into giving her a menial job. And it's while doing a routine piece of filing that she discovers that in the small California town of Hinckley, a PG&E power plant has been using a deadly form of chromium, one that has visited cancer, heart disease, and miscarriages on the nearby families. Suddenly obsessed, Erin plunges herself into the victim's cause, tirelessly digging for evidence and convincing her wary, honorable boss that his small law firm must take on a $28 billion corporation. It's an arduous process, but through it all, Erin remains her vibrant self.
Erin, how's it going?
You never called me back. I left messages.
You did? Well, I didn't know that. Donald seems to think that
There's
said
two things that aggravate me, Mr. Masri. Being ignored and being lied to.
I never lied.
You told me things would be fine. They're not. I trusted you.
I'm sorry about that.
I don't need pity. I need a paycheck. And I've looked. But when you spend the past 6 years raising babies, it's real hard to convince someone to give you a job that pays worth a damn. Are you getting every word of this down, honey, or am I talking too fast for you?
Based on a true story, Erin Brockovich is nicely written by screenwriter Susanna Grant. While Grant doesn't escape the usual Hollywood formulas, once again it's David and Goliath, she takes the story of Erin's empowerment in some surprising cliché-busting directions. For instance, Erin's unemployed boyfriend George, that's Erin Eckert, is a long-haired biker with the word dirty tattooed on his bicep. But he's actually a sweet-natured homebody who enjoys looking after Erin's kids. In fact, over the months, George becomes a better parent than Erin, who gets so caught up in her investigations that she resembles the classic neglectful husband. She's forever dashing off to work while George stands there resentfully, holding the baby in his beefy arms. All this is effortlessly put across by director Steven Soderbergh, best known for Sex, Lies, and Videotape and Out of Sight, who's become a superb filmmaker in the old Hollywood mold of a Howard Hawks or George Cukor. Soderbergh takes care to anchor Erin's story in the gritty, sunbaked backroads of Southern California. But he knows better than to get bogged down in style. The movie flies right along. He brings out bemused delicacy in the often bombastic Finney, and sexy tenderness in Eckhart, who made his name playing creeps and losers for Neil LaBute. Soderbergh fills the screen with vividly etched characters, from the dweeby PG&E flunky who fancies Erin, to the always superb Marg Helgenberger, who gives a heartbreaking portrait of a woman devoured by chromium-induced disease. As he earlier showed with Andy McDowell and Jennifer Lopez, Soderbergh gets far more from his leading ladies than most directors. Here, Roberts gives clearly the finest performance of her career. She starts off drawing on her exuberant screen persona, but winds up deepening it. Although Erin has brains, passion, and a good heart, she's more than a little abrasive. She behaves defensively toward men, mocks other women's looks, and tends to shout first and ask questions later. Played by Sigourney Weaver or Michelle Pfeiffer, Erin might well strike audiences as a shrew. But Roberts' renowned likability makes her excesses a cockeyed form of charm. We'll forgive almost anything in a woman with that killer smile. Because this is a Julia Roberts vehicle, Erin's given a couple too many show-offy speeches, and the ending's tarnished by a triumphant, Pretty Woman-style payoff. Yet at its best, Erin's story takes the so-called women's picture in an interesting new direction. Most Roberts movies are spent waiting for Julia to wind up with the right man. But here, she has something more at stake than romantic love. Erin Brockovich is about an erratic gal, exalted by her discovery that there are problems in this world much bigger and sadder than her own. This knowledge turns her into a woman who's far more than merely pretty.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.